Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
At the pivot point in Ezra's prayer, he says, quote, "And now, O our God, what shall we say after this?" Ezra 9, verse 10. Have you ever been in a situation where you know something has to be done to start the process of restoration, yet none of the options seem to align with God's will? The men of Israel had been careless about the Lord's warning regarding marriage to the demon-worshipping inhabitants of the land. Quote, "You commanded, 'The land which you are entering to possess is an unclean land, with their abominations which have filled it from one end to another. Now therefore, do not give your daughters as wives for their sons, nor take their daughters to your sons.'" Verses 11 and 12. Ezra knew they couldn't expect God's blessing while flagrantly defying him. But what should be done? I admit, it's a quandary. Present in Jerusalem were the Nethinim, chapter 2, verse 70, offspring of the Gibeonites, who were Amorites, 2 Samuel 21, 2, Ezra 9, 1. In that case, although duped, Israel felt it right to maintain the covenant they had made with them, because, they said, quote, "We have sworn to them by the Lord God of Israel," Joshua 9, 19. It was wrong to let them live. It was also wrong to go against the promise they made in God's name. In that case, they showed mercy. Here they found themselves on the horns of another dilemma. It was wrong to be married to foreign wives. But wasn't it also wrong to divorce them? Malachi 2:16. It's a hard fact that sin always complicates things. Perhaps these people were otherwise slated for death, and divorce was an act of mercy. Although nothing is specifically mentioned, the women and children may have been supported until they remarried among their own people. But there's more to this torturous story, as we shall see.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.